Houston Outlaws. They're here in Houston now. You guys were in L.A. before? Do I have that right? Like everybody was kind of playing in the same spot?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
The league was all done through L.A.
All right, so you all moved in?
Yeah, we just moved to Houston about a month ago.
Okay.
We're pretty situated now. We've been practicing a lot more. Looking forward to the 2020 season.
Yeah. Jesse, you just moved here a couple of weeks ago. Did you bump into these guys
no,
on your
I'm
way
surprised.
Into town?
No, I'm surprised. Yeah, we haven't run into each other yet. So I have to ask, how old are you guys?
I'm 25.
I'm 20.
Okay. At what age were you like, oh, crap, I'm pretty good at this. I could just do this forever.
Probably when I was like 8.
What?
8?
I was good at games always.
I could barely tie my shoes at 8.
Wait a minute. We got to get this. Shane.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah.
What are you playing at 8 where you're like, okay, I'm really good?
I was playing GoldenEye. I was good at like, I was good at games.
Everybody was good at games.
Yeah, that's a great game.
I was super good at games. Obviously.
Not what console were you on where you're playing GoldenEye?
So it was Nintendo. That was obviously the first console that I played.
But, yeah.
I was playing Xbox. I played Halo 2. I went to an MLG for Halo 2 when I was like 11. So.
Okay.
I was good.
Were you good at Madden?
I'm actually really good at football games, too.
Dante, you good at Madden?
No, I've never played Madden.
Really?
Yeah.
So, all right, talk us through that. That's like, remarkable to me. Like, because when I think gaming, it's like, every guy that I know that is into games, like, they'll get sick of a game, like, after, like, 3 weeks, and they're on to the next. So it's like, it's not so much about, like, being really good at something. It's like, I've done that enough. Now let me do something else. How many different games have you, like, gotten into? Is it a lot and just Madden's not one of them, or did you just, like, get locked in on one?
When I was younger, I was kind of all over the place. I played a lot of different games. I got bored of them easily, but as I grew up, I would say around high school, I started playing just a few games.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like games nowadays have a lot of ways to suck you in and, like, make you want to play them even more.
Yeah.
With cosmetics or rankings and stuff, because rankings, you always want to be at the top, and if you're not at the top, you always want to be at the next tier, and it gives you a really competitive drive to keep playing.
Yeah. So what's your best game?
Overwatch.
Look, I know that Overwatch is the league, but it's like, you know, maybe there's something you're better at, and it just happens that that's not the league's game. So is Overwatch also your Shane?
Actually, no. Another game, like World of Warcraft, I was way better at.
Okay.
And it's a game also owned by Blizzard.
But yeah.
There was just never a competitive scene for it, so I just... I just watched Overwatch when it actually got released. So
there's an episode of South Park. It seemed like World of Warcraft got pretty competitive in that episode.
Basically how I was.
Except you're not. You haven't grown out wider like they did in that episode.
Not yet.
So how many hours a day do you guys practice playing video games?
I'm on the computer at least 10 hours a day.
10 hours?
Honestly.
Yeah. Everyone's different, but I'd say the average is anywhere from 6 to 10 hours.
This might be a really odd question, but do you have like a trainer that will watch what you do? And I'm picturing someone like, move your fingers faster, press the button.
It's not really physical aspects, but we have a coach and he talks to us about in-game stuff, like strategy and stuff. Not really physical stuff, but obviously you want to take care of yourself because that's really important.
Yeah. I mean, 10 hours, that's a long time to be playing games. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So what kind of strategies? I mean, like if you're playing that many hours, what are you missing? Like, what is the coach bringing to you guys? And hopefully you'll say something besides not much, but like, like what is there ever been like, you know, like a light bulb moment where you're like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that strategy actually makes a heck of a lot more sense compared to the way I'm playing it.
I think the biggest thing coaches, like you can play 10 hours a day, but the biggest thing, like it's almost like football, right? Think of it this way. You can catch a ball for 10 hours straight, but you might be doing it wrong this whole time. A coach can like elaborate on like what you're doing wrong.
Right.
Like, we practice things, but we also build bad habits by doing it for so long. So they kind of just help us. Like we get like all of our mechanics like very well. Like, like we get them like top tier and then they like elaborate and like help exactly how they want us to use that skill set. And
that's
pretty much what they're for.
So let me just talk about like the fact that you guys are in Houston. Let's get back to that. Are you guys from this area and that's why you're on the team? How did they decide who was going to be where?
No, we are not from the area. The only person from the area is our coach, our head coach, Harsha.
Okay.
But the rest of us come from all around the world. We have players from Belgium, Finland, Korea. I think that's it for foreign countries.
That's pretty good. That might be it. That's a pretty good stretch across the world.
A lot of good variety and people from all over the U.S. He's from New York. I'm from Illinois.
Okay.
A couple more big cities in there.
Yeah. Where you, like specifically, state, where are you from in Illinois?
Chicago.
Like Chicago area?
Okay. Okay.
Shane, New York's kind of a big state.
Yeah, from Manhattan.
Oh, okay. So you're from the city.
Yeah, I'm from the city. Okay. I'm a city boy.
Yeah. See, that's what I learned about New York. Like, if you don't live in Manhattan, like people that are from New York, they don't refer to it. The city is Manhattan. Yeah. Like, if you're from the Bronx, that means you're from the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't say you're from the city if you're from the Bronx or Queens. Or
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or Staten Island.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you guys have some pretty cool merch that I've seen you guys wear and online. Can people buy that?
Yeah, there is purchasable. There is merch that you can buy online. There's going to be a new 2020 drop soon because new year, new season. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of new stuff. I think the old stuff is on sale right now. So get that if you like.
Yeah.
And yeah, look forward to the new merch.
And the season starts in like weeks, right? I mean, we're talking February. So so Revention is going to be home base.
Yeah, our season actually starts in 3 weeks. So like, I think the season starts 2 weeks for other teams, but we have like a week extra. So
okay.
Yeah.
What do you get to buy?
Kind of, yeah.
Is that really the case?
Yeah, yeah.
A first week bye?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it, like, is that good? Yeah. Like, because, like, you know, in other sports, you want it like in the middle of the season so you can like rest up, but like maybe that's better for you guys.
You get an advantage because you get to see what other teams are playing because there's a lot of different comps you can play, and every team, well, not every team, but a lot of teams will play different stuff. So you get to see everyone's perspective and see what comps seem to be dominant, and then you can change your practice based off that.
Okay. Good advantage then. So, like, how if people want to see you guys at Revention, how do they do that?
So we play in about 3 weeks, and we currently are selling tickets. You can buy them at hou.gg/2020tickets and come see us play because it's going to be good matches.
Cool. How long does one of those tournaments take? I should say matches, not rather than tournaments.
I think matches are about like an hour and 45 minutes each.
Oh, okay. That's not very long at all.
It's not terribly long.
Okay. Now, do you guys realize that, like, you're Houston, you're the Outlaws, but I see here that you're also representing Austin and San Antonio, and, like, in every sport, those cities, like, hate each other? Are you going to be the team that brings this entire region together?
Hopefully, yeah.
Imagine people in Spurs and Rockets jerseys just showing up in Revention and be like, all right, let's just chill out for the next hour 45.
They're uniting Texas.
The jerseys are cool, so I think that'll...
Yeah, let's see these jerseys, right?
Sweet. Yeah, I think that logo is really cool.
This one's small, so this is clearly for me, Jesse. You want these actual
hand
lights?
Me over that.
All right, here we go. And this is what you guys will actually be wearing during matches?
That was last year's uniform.
Oh, okay.
But this year, it's a big redesign, so looking forward to that.
What, is it coming like spikes and stuff this year?
No, we actually haven't even seen it yet. But
haven't even showed you guys?
No, we're going to be getting it really soon, though. Like,
all right, that's
week.
Cool.
I've seen it.
Oh, you're out of the loop.
I'm just not cool enough.
And that's when Dante was like, man, I feel really bad right now.
The new beat design's really nice, actually. Everyone will really like it.
All right. Well, thanks for the jerseys, guys.
Yeah, these are awesome.
Awesome. All right. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.